101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
It's sort of like a long-distance love, Orlando and Tampa coming together. Mm-hmm. So, Luke, you met Chrissy at a work seminar?
Right.
Yeah, how did that go?
I mean, it was great. You know, it was really casual. I was there for work, so it's not like I was really trying to... I'm not trying to pick somebody up, but she was just a really cool girl.
And so then what was your first date?
Well, you know, I didn't want to look like I was cheap or anything, so I, you know, told her I would take her out to Council Oak. I drove up from Orlando.
And so how did the date go? Was there sparks? Did you feel the butterflies in your stomach?
Okay, butterflies a little far, but yeah, sparks for sure. I mean, she's a really cool chick, you know? We had a great time. I mean, by the end of it, she said, this is the best date I've ever had in a while.
So what?
Then what in the world?
It's not like it's a one-sided deal.
And
I had a great time. She seemed to have a great time.
And did you hear from her at all after the date?
Yeah, for a few days, you know, we texted back and forth. I mean, it wasn't like crazy Stalkerville text, you know,
right.
Like, good morning, how are you? But, you know,
and
there was at least communication back and forth. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
Wow. Mm.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
Because for someone to say this is the best date ever and then to all of a sudden cut off contact.
Well, and they had been talking after the date, too.
Yeah,
so.
Girl, she's probably trapped in a jail in Botswana or something.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
We've got to get down to the bottom of this. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
I found myself dreaming in silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on moonlight and you pulled me close. Split second and you disappeared, and then breath of relief, and I realized, no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye. Wherever we're standing, I won't take you for granted, 'cause we'll never know.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes alone with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want. Before it's all gone. Cause no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm.
101.5. Blown Off on the Miguel Show.
Luke, are you ready to find out some truth?
I am.
Okay, now, Luke, let me just remind you that while we get Christy on the phone, let Miguel and I do the talking. We can really try to get in there and figure out what's really going on with Christy, okay?
Get all up in there.
Yeah.
That's what we do best.
Yes, we do.
We get up in there.
All up.
We figure it out.
Hello?
Hi, is this Christy?
Yes.
Hey, Christy, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm good.
I'm wonderful. I don't want you to feel intimidated or anything. We just have a really simple question.
Let me cut to the chase. We know that you went out with Luke, little work seminar meeting action, and he hasn't heard from you. And listen, he said that you said the date was one of the best you'd had in a while. So we're trying to figure out why you get from that to not talking to him anymore.
Okay, well, this is, so my best friend is gay. We're actually roommates. And I was telling him about Luke, and I showed him a picture, of course, like you do. Mm-hmm. And he recognized him.
Oh, okay.
And not as like a friend. He recognized him from, it was a gay porn.
Oh!
What?
Whoa. No. Whoa, whoa. Hold on. That's crazy.
Well, this is awkward.
Wow, Christy, Luke is actually on the phone. Luke, were you on BrokeStraightBoys.com?
No, what is that?
Will you tell us?
Yeah, what is that?
I mean, I can tell you, but...
No, that's crazy. No way.
It was...
No,
yes, no. And he showed me... I mean, he showed me your... I didn't see the movie, but he showed me, like, stills of it.
Look, it's a few years ago. I was in school. I needed some money. It's not like it's a whole thing.
Now, was this adult material, Luke, where you were just by yourself performing for people, or were you with another person in this scene?
The first time I was by myself. I don't know what you saw. I mean, I did it a few times.
Oh,
you know,
I saw you with two other dudes.
Ah!
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. It's not like I'm gay. I just need the money. What can I say?
Gay for pay, girl.
Yay!
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.
Girl, that was so scandalous.
You ain't lying.
I really wanted to ask him about some people that I know that are...
I don't know that's appropriate.
Like, does he know Hunter Vance? I mean, these are questions that I need to have figured out.
I'm not sure that's appropriate.
All right. I'm starting Googling. All right, it's 7:53. Holly, what's hot in Hollywood?
So who is the hot blonde guy on Selena Gomez's Instagram? And no, it is not Niall from One Direction. Oh. Find out what it means for her at 8 o'clock on The Miguel Show.
And don't forget, we are live at the Walmart in Pinellas Park on 19, and we actually just had an awesome drop-off from a local business, and we will talk to them right before Hot in Hollywood as we continue going commercial-free on the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show as we're live at Walmart in Pinellas Park on 19.